culture made up of? A whole bunch of different media, modern cultures. Mixed corporate media, not private media like coffee cups and plates and spoons. Corporate media, mainly electrified environments, mass media. Myth is a whole culture or mixed corporate media in action, as I explained at the beginning of this memo, but we won't go back to that. However, the satellite is an extension and etherealization of a whole culture. Whatever collection of media you are devoted to in your society, like the Arabs, they celebrate their manuscript culture, and they don't like Disneyland. They don't like modern cartoon culture, say. So they value the manuscript because of the technological level they're at, and the Americans value the cartoon. So each is a particular media mix. So there's a battle of, well, we won't say a battle yet. The people are locking into, you could say this is the, from 77 to 90, that's the rise of fundamentalism all over the world in different cultural forms, and a retreating from the American hologram or the American media stunner that had people enthralled from the 50s up till 1990. So you have, let's call that the hologram world, is the visible figure amidst clashing universal bureaucracies complemented by mythic government. That means a kind of fundamentalism becoming devoted to your particular media mix. And so culture was starting to retreat, and people thought this was the end of McClung's global village. They didn't know he had predicted the global theater. So everybody would use television to extol their media mix, which would be translated into pop culture as tourism. Okay? Tourism was the biggest industry in the world at that time. And you could ruin a whole culture, media mix, if you got Wall Street to put out a rumor about your mythic culture and mythic government. You're governed by the technologies. I'm not talking about Washington government here. So reading that again, from 77 to 90, the hologram world is the visible figure amidst clashing universal bureaucracies complemented by mythic government lockdown complements of the satellites around. Satellites making this possible, this global memory, global theater. And then I define myth as a whole culture or mixed corporate media in action, as I explained at the beginning of this memo. However, this is what is amazing. The satellite is an extension and etherealization of a whole culture. So basically, with a satellite, you shoot it out there into space where you can't live, and humans have made a condensation of different technologies, which would be the myth of an American culture, and the Russians would be doing it in the Soviet Union myth. They'd be mixing together materials so that you could live off the globe as if you were still on the globe. So the satellite rocket environment was an extension of the whole mythic culture of technology in the global theater, and was shrunk or etherealized. So that's the ground of the period from 1990 to 2020. What you witness in that period is what? The battle of the previous lockdown, which the previous one was mythic government. So you're going to have mythic battles, mythic government battles from 1990-2020. You call that the chaos after the Cold War ended. In America, it became culture wars. That was the term. Other places, it was called terrorism. So let's see. What do we say here? Myth is a whole culture that is expressed in the satellite. And that's the hidden ground from 77 to 90. But then it becomes a figure. So from 1990 to 2020, we will witness Orphic. Now, Orphic comes from Orpheus. He's a creature of fable, Greek fable, or whatever other cultures were around that time of the phonetic alphabet. Orpheus was a god who tuned the whole world. So the imploded electric and beginning digital cultures around the world each having their own mythic government or tourist image, within their national boundaries, they would be tuned by their Wall Streets, you could say, combination of advertising, government, military, education, and tourism. So Orpheus tuned the whole world, and therefore you had the battle of these various Orpheus syndromes, which I call Orphic. You see that on my tiny note chart, the Orphic Baroque spirals. So you're having battles of mythic stages. What's a mythic stage? Tribal and techno-solipsism. Solipsism, that means putting your head in a sand like an ostrich. And you're, the sand that you would put in your head, put over your head, would be the culture, the technological mix, your myth, depending on what part of the world you came from. And then your mythic mix or mythic stage would battle other mythic stages. And the ground for the mythic stage, what is the stage for the mythic culture? The credit card. Not a theater, old visual space theater. The credit card is the stage to these mythic battles, Orphic battles, battles between different tuners of the of their worlds. And this goes past universe, because the universe is terrestrial, or Earth, or first nature. But we're into mythic extreme environments that the digital from Walkman on is swallowing up people and nations in techno-solipsism, and that is quite obvious today. So let me explain how we got to today. So from 1990 to 2020, we'll witness Orphic battles of mythic stages, which are tribal and techno-solipsism. That's the Walkman and the beginning of the cell phone. Now that runs cover, so it's the figure that's visible for something that nobody's noticing. And what is that? As I wrote to Prince Charles, 1987. I said, all this crazy stuff going on, Orphic battles, run cover for the lockdown of Bob Rule. What the hell does that mean? Lockdown of Bob Rule. I mean, where would you do it? Anyways, and I say the lockdown of Bob Rule is in response. Now, here's the important part. In response to the hidden ground, which is discontinuous, tiny, diluted, homeopathic retrievals. Homeopathic, meaning a combination of homeopathy and hologram. So you had the hologram world of the American propaganda in the Cold War, one big hologram. But it started to crack up as tribal and techno-solipsism took over, and they didn't give a damn about America and its media anymore. They wanted to build up their own actual repeat of American culture, because that's all they could do. Croker called it cloning societies. So these cloned mythic stages would pop up, and as the digital internet moves in on people, the old-fashioned mythic stage, which has become a local hologram, which is being shrunk by the internet in the sense of homeopathy, shrinks things. So the memory of the culture is still preserved, it's becoming tinier and tinier into a new set up, the chip landscape, that is a threat to every mythic stage and every culture and everybody and every hidden bureaucracy. So these hidden grounds are tiny, diluted, homeopathy retrievals. Let's use the word nano. So the culture wars of the 80s and 90s turned into nano wars. And this is what Andrew Sullivan is complaining about, nano wars on these tiny homeopathic stages. So he is accused of being a white supremacist, that's one cultural mythic stage, transphobic, misogynistic, eugenicist. All of these are little worlds that are tagged on him and the icon he's created, because in this period, 1990-2020, the individual is becoming, quote, godlike, especially with just 10 years before 2020, you have the what's called social media or Web 2.0, where people can create their own broadcasting, their own particular mythic stage. I had a mythic stage. I presented my tiny note chart with all the proper scenes that had reduced to holopathic levels that I recommended. So you have this battle of individuals as huge icons, but also specialized. They weren't like a queen for a day based on a certain consumer's model that everybody was hankering for. You can say that's from the 30s till the 70s. But now you've got leaders, holopathic nano icons of particular eccentric stripes. A good example recently is that eco-fascist girl. What was her name, Carol? From Sweden? Gertrude or something? Gerd? Grunthead? Can't remember. Anyways, here's this person plastered in everybody's face for a few months, along with all the other people that are plastered in your face. I have in my tiny note chart, the figure for my quadrant is Madonna. Madonna was splashed in front of everybody's face. These are people who represent some kind of individual domination of a collection of media. So they are absorbing the mythic stage into a tiny little particle. But as Zion says, the smaller you are, the more powerful you are. So here is this Andrew Sullivan. He's a holopathic retrieval. He's an icon within New York journalism. And he gets attacked by a bunch of people who decide that if you're white, just being white and male, you're a racist. And you're supremacist and all these things. So a bunch of writers like Derek Bell and Kimberly Crenshaw show up. They're holopathically projected to everybody, and they're nano people representing a couple of courses they teach in college or something, and they become huge icons for the world, and they're labeled critical race theory. There's always an idea, mental icon slapped on the artist, the figure, I mean, of an information artist. Like you could take Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, $100 million I think he makes now. He's just a guy get on YouTube and started talking. But certain factors, the way he presented himself, were charismatic, so he became a holopathic retrieval of a human being talking to you, and then became a nano-focus, and then the same people who went after Andrew Sullivan went after him. Now, what's interesting, now listen to this. What they do, here's what the enemy is from the critical race theory. It is, let's see, where is this? Science. Science is a an oppressor. Let's see, I get a better list here. Science. Here's a good list of syndromes of a nano community projecting on another nano community, focusing on one figure. Let's see. Nonviolence. You're allowed to punch a fascist. Engage in free speech only if you don't mind being fired and ostracized as a righteous consequence. Free association? You've got to be kidding. Religious freedom? Illegitimate bigotry. Equality? Only group equity counts now. And individuals of the wrong identity can and must be discriminated against. Color blindness? Another word for racism. Mercy? Not for oppressors. Intent? Irrelevant. Objectivity? A racist lie. Science? A manifestation of white supremacy. Biological sex replaced by socially constructed gender so that women have penises and men have periods. The rule of law, not for migrants or looters. Borders, that's racist. viewpoint diversity, that's a form of violence against the oppressed. So what you have here, McClellan predicted the tribal mind would take over starting in the 60s. But you got to move that simple effect, the tribal mind, and that would be straights versus hippies or something in the 60s. It gets way more complex when you move into the later technological refinements of the hologramic stage. So you now get to the point where chemical bodies are tribalized, polarized, but they're within the chip landscape of some figure of ideal proportions contrasted to another figure of ideal proportions. So it's a mixture. So it gets all mixed up, and people are invaded by their four bodies, the chip, the astral, the television, mystery body, and the chemical body gets all smashed up in the consequence, and then people start thinking they can have penises whether they're male, female, or animal. So the biological aspects of the chemical body gets mixed up in this conflict between homeopathic stages, homeopathic nano communities, but then you'd add my later bodies, which I didn't have at the time I wrote this in 87, didn't have that model, and you mix it up with your bodies. So let's see. Basically, Andrew Sullivan says he's defending liberalism, traditional liberalism against fascists and crazy people coming at him. But to limit the battle scene to a chemical body ideology, the liberalism misses the complexity of all the bodies mixed in with the holopathic retrievals and nano communities and trans this and trans that. You can see that nobody can get a handle on how to talk about it, put a frame in it, unless you use my stuff. My stuff's been sitting here for 25 years waiting to be applied. Now, you need me to apply it. Nobody else can do it. They don't know it well enough. Let's see. Andrew Sullivan quotes a guy named Wes Yang. Now, he's mad at all the critical race theorists, and apparently what they are is suppressor ideology. That's what they're for, or that's what they think they're about. They're going to take over the white people ideology and replace it with a new ideology, which they're calling suppressor. No, what is it? Suppressor? That's not right. Let me see. What was the word I told you today, Carol? Is it suppressor? Let's see. No suppressor comes up. What is that word? Survival. I just have to put in this word and search through. I did not know this till I read the article today. Probably could look over the green board and someone's posting it, but successor ideology, not suppressor. Okay, successor ideology is what the woke think they're advocating. They're the righteous successor to the suppressor ideology or the white world. So Wes Yang criticizes this successor ideology. He says, Biden has aided and abetted and justified this radicalism. He has instituted a huge program of overt government race and sex discrimination throughout every policy and area of government. He backs decimating due process for sexual accusations on campus. He favors abolishing religious freedom as a defense of anti-gay discrimination. He believes that gender identity should replace sex as a legal category, and gender identity should rest entirely on self-disclosure. He favors expediting and maximizing mass immigration, not stemming it. In Yang's rather brutal assessment, for the hard left, quote, what they saw is that with Joe Biden, who's this throwback figure, the activists could all rush to him and get most of what they wanted from him anyway. So Andrew says, does that mean we should support an increasingly nihilist cult on the right among the GOP? So he's talking about chemical body phenomena. But these are nano communities, homeopathic and tiny, you know, the Republican Party, very tiny. So Andrew says, should we support an increasingly nihilist cult on the right among the GOP? Of course not. Does it mean we should ignore its increasingly menacing contempt for electoral integrity and a stable democracy? I think he's saying he don't believe the Trump's claims of a fraudulent election, though I'm not so increasingly menacing contempt for electoral integrity. Anyways, he says, no, absolutely not. But one reason to fight for liberalism against the successor ideology is that its extremes are quite obviously fomenting and facilitating and inspiring ever-rising fanaticism in response. Now, it's not fanaticism. It's hyper-use by the super angel, that's us, each one of us, of the chemical, astral chip, and TV bodies. The clash of these bodies looks like chemical body fanaticism to people. I fear, he says, the successor ideology's culture camp, that's a Hitler word, the successor ideology's fascism, all right, even though that's an inappropriate chemical body word, is already making the 2022 midterms a landslide for a cultish, unmoored Republican Party. In fighting successor ideology, we are also fighting Trump. Then he says, he ends the article by saying, but I'm not making a tactical argument here. I'm making a deeper moral argument. We can and must still fight and argue for what we believe in. How silly is that? That's chemical body limitations. He says, well, what do we believe in? A liberal democracy in a liberal society. See, journalism remains stuck in the chemical body as figure and TV landscape, TV body as ground, done by the, manufactured by the chip body. So they're not aware of their quadrophenic mixture of themselves. This fight will not end if we just ignore it or allow ourselves to be intimidated by it or join the tribal pylons. Okay, so he's got the tribal, but it ain't tribal, it's nano communities, and they're homeopathic, and they're projected not just in the chemical body, but in all other bodies. This mixture is what you've got to learn to perceive to get a grasp of the issues today. Then he ends by saying, and I, Andrew Sullivan, will not apologize for confronting this, however unpopular it might make me, just as I won't apologize for confronting the poison and nihilism on the right. And if you really want to be, quote, on the right side of liberalism, you will join me. So he's a homeopathic crusader. All right, so I could write, well, actually I just wrote an essay. You can just transcribe what I said here. But I was prompted by this guy's desperate situation of imperception of a situation to clarify how I apply my stuff to these things. So I thought I'd take the time to hijack this landscape and find out what happened to you. That's the title of the article. What happened to you? What happened to you? The radicalization of the American elite against liberalism. Now this nonsense, this homeopathic mixture, post-global membrane, its super angelic membrane in the resonant node, is focused on the offices of university presidents. That's where it's coming from, a large part of it. So these people who hold together the last image of the city known as universities, which is based on literate values, haven't got a clue of what they're generating, the backlash they're going to get, the civil war they're going to unleash, and the takeover by me of everything. I didn't want to take over, but if you silly people don't want to understand what's happening, then he'll just follow my lap. Even the aliens know this. So, let's see, is that about it? I'll post this article, the link, so people can read it, because it's a good inventory of somnambulism done righteously. And on the surface, if you're an average, reasonable person, you would agree with them. You see nothing but fanatics all around you. But that's from the chemic body level. You got to look at all the bodies that you have and other people have. It's not tribal pylons. It's multiple body pylons. That's what we're dealing with here. So the background to that and the growing of the android meme is spelled out in the memo to Prince Charles, but I added verbally information patterns that comes after the memo to Prince Charles. So I think, I don't know if that completes, you can't complete anything anymore. You say a bunch of shit and then it falls away and then you got to come back and say some of it again and then add a few new things. So everything is incomplete and there's no finish line. So let's see. Yeah, that's enough about that. All right, so, oh, maybe I would say, what about the hexatic? What is the role of the hexatic in all this? That's us. Well, first of all, when I unmute the hexatic icon ion, you know, I'll get spume and venom dumped on me with a little bit of sugary compliments and mixed in. It'll be a quadriphenic response from ion. If you're non-physical, merging with the multiple body environment, you're prone to quadriphenia. So, yeah, that's the quadriphenia is defined as the interplay of all these bodies. The update is tech body, android meme, angels, aliens, the little man, iondom, and my charts, or my knowledge. The mixture of that is what we all are. Overlaid with the five bodies, which is overlaid with the homeopathic mythic stages. So I will, any comment, Carolyn? What do you think? Does that help? Medicine can be explained on all the issues Carolyn's dealing with are explained by what I said. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have solutions. That's the miracle here.
Yeah, that's right. I focus on the solutions. You just complexified the complexity for people.
I complexify how we got to the solutions.
Yeah.
No, I explain what happened that led to the solutions.
But we have the solutions. Thank.
What was that last word?
We have the solutions. Thank. And I wondered, who do we thank? Thank. Ion.
Okay, yeah, which is Bob. I'll go with that. Okay, so let's, you deal with Ion. Let's see if Ion's still awake. Ion, was I brilliant, Ion?
Oh, Bob. Oh, Bob. Words cannot express our most highly esteemed gratitude. But you said a lot of words. Would you do it one more time, please?
No, let me clear the earth by a little music.
No, right? No. Something about
Something
about Prince Charles was somewhere eating tea.
The memo I wrote to him, I was helping him through his problems. Yeah. That was 1987, and he was in the middle of marketing Lady Diana, and within 5 years of Buckingham Palace, we burnt down. Lady Diana would have left him because he didn't take my memo seriously.
And that got him right up to, and got right up to Blavatsky, and then it went down from there. Is that right?
Blavatsky.
Uh-huh.
What was he mayor of?
I don't know. You said a lot of words, Bob. I was hoping you'd do it one more thing. But you did get into the very interesting part, which was the best one ever, is the anomaly in sex life where on season 3, 19 minutes and 50 seconds, they show you Brad, Nicky Brad. And before that, he got a tattoo because he was having an affair with Billy. And had two B's tattooed right there on his ephemeral artery, I guess it would be, right there on the side of his groin thing, so that these B's were supposed to be together. But then when her husband, Billy's husband, was looking at him in the shower naked, and it was unbelievable that the tattoo wasn't there, which explains the hexatic in a solar government.
Yes, mythic stages.
Yes, mythic and stages. This was such a full-on display, Bob, that it would even make Euphoria blush.
Mm. And what is this show called?
Sex Life.
Sex Life. This is the new show that you've discovered over the last couple of days that titillates you, and so you're promoting.
No, 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 no. You can't watch the whole thing. You go crazy watching the whole thing. That's stupid. It's 2 seconds.
Oh,
season 3, episode 3, episode 3 at 19 minutes and 50 seconds. Because everything is 30 seconds or less, Bob. If it's more than 30 seconds, you can't hold anybody's attention.
I know.
So if you could do that little soliloquy you just did in 3 minutes, we could put you on TikTok.
Oh, I could do that. No problem.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
All right, so what's the date?
So it was nice to get a nap. But they did tell us, we were bantering, trying to say, will somebody please tell us what the hell Bob's going on and on and on.
Oh,
about.
Were you talking on the chat line? Let's
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. It was so, yeah.
Well, there's Alyssa. She was digging it. She got it. Look at that. Rose says, Bob just added more stuff to his chart. Did you all get that? Alyssa says, Bob's top-down and bottom-up as well as the Dobbs formula charts. Then Alt Spy says, usually bottom-up, though. Bottoms up. Look at that, Greta. I was trying to come up with Greta's name.
Greta Thunberg.
Oh, look at that. Steve Reimer, he raises an interesting question. Is Bob practicing this spiel for his meeting with the aliens? Yeah. Am I going to say this stuff to the aliens? Well, they want to know.
Yeah, no, they won't. They really won't be interested, Bob. No, no, no. Unless you had the first man of Prince Charles to present them. Now, that might be interesting from the chart. But
oh,
now,
look,
Ion typed in, Carol, in the middle of this
wonderful exegesis, he goes, would someone please tell us what the hell Bob is going on about? It's like Guffy. So you're acting like Guffy there, or Doug Reschkoff, or who's that, or Clinton. Come on, Ion, you can be better than
or
that.
Or Andrew Crystal.
Oh, yeah, Andrew Crystal. You go, Lord Suffering Cats. Yeah. Anything else? No, you let the others take over. Oh, Alyssa says, yeah, do it again, Bob. LOL, Ion. Alyssa liked your comment. Okay, so I got a little compliment out of it. But shall we...
that's not very challenging, Bob, for you to receive a compliment. You're so used to them.
That's right. Intro by Bob. So let's see the here.
Wait, we have a new GoFundMe page. We're going to raise $10,000 to buy the bootlegs off of Bob, so he won't have to have another 90 years to play it. We're going to move it all to the bunker. He can play it in the bunker until his head blows up.
Right, I am really nervous. Thinking about it. How do we stop Henry Greenbaum's gift bequeathed to Dobbstown? How do we stop it? This is what I have been really working about and worried about the last few days. Where's the list?
It's bad. The problem is, no wonder, Bob. They're all looking up. They're all trying to look up your memo to Prince Charles to see if you got it right.
Okay, there's someone has a hand up. Who's that? Who's got their hand up?
That's me.
Thanks for my hand up.
Who are you?
That's Rob.
Yes. Your name?
Robert.
Robert?
Robert.
Robert.
Robert, would you like to talk to Ion?
Yeah, it's the first time I've called in. I'm checking in. I'm checking in after 10 years of...
This is Rob from Tottingham.
Yeah, I forgot all about Skype, and then I just rediscovered it. I got 3 numbers for Achieve Radio.
Yeah.
And I've just been listening to your exegesis to Prince Charles about the pylon.
Yeah, the pylon.
Then I heard, I'm here to speak to Ion. I've got to face the bloody music.
Okay, very good. You haven't had much chance to talk to Ion in these years. Weren't we talking to you a couple of weeks ago?
I spoke to you on... But it didn't get recorded on Instagram.
Oh, Instagram, that's right. It got erased. Okay, so you're here to be recorded on the chip body. All right. Go ahead. You can begin talking to Ion.
Hi, Ion.
Hi.
Okay, Roger. Oh,
yeah.
Come on. Just start saying anything. Quote your sociology professor when I met you in 2008.
No. Tell us about those delicious digestive biscuits. That's what we want to know about.
No, they were gummy treats, but they were gummy cakes. Listen, Ion, I think we should talk about what Bob said. Do you agree?
We don't know what he said. He undid everything he said. He went up and he went down and he was top down, bottom up. He was pitching, catching. He was promoting.
Yeah.
Because of Bob, that's why Netflix is so popular, because everybody has nothing else to do. They can just put him on the telly and then go to Netflix and get it all worked out.
No, okay, that's your opinion. Let's hear from Rob. Say, Rob, you can lead the discussion. What you want to talk about?
Yeah, the pylon. Yeah. Basically, the key word for me is the pylon.
Yeah,
because it's a name. It's actually a name that I gave myself when I was working with the mystery kind of stuff.
Hearn the Hunter,
all that kind of Hearn the Grunter. I just give it. That's a name that I gave myself. Was pylon. It's like a magical. It was, you know, I got my crucifix on now. I'm not messing with that.
Is that when you were a poet?
It was before, but yeah, I'd already been published in an anthology. Yeah,
yeah.
The thing is, I gave my name Pylon, and you said you flipped it into the pylon of the bring out the dead bodies and for me, the reason why I
chose money. Monty Python, Pylon.
I mean, it's...
Bob's clever.
But it's all there in the archives.
He's going to work on the alphabet later. We're going to work that on. Also.
Right, but I said you replace the word understand with overlay. And now we're in a world of panic overlaying, and that's a pylon. So it fits your words, Ion.
Well, the thing is...
Your perception.
The reason why I chose the name Pylon, P-Y-L-O-N, is because my name would have been Soil. So
Robert, that's too fast. Go slow. Bob can't take it fast like that. He doesn't hear, and your phone is bad, and you don't speak English. So you have to go really slow for Bob. Go ahead.
It's the soil. So it was the pylon is buried in the soil. And it kind of, bodies are buried in soil as well, unless you...
Well, it's anchored in the soil. A pylon is anchored into the soil.
Hope. So there's lots of connotations from it, but the main thing was the communication as well. So the pylon is a section of the holding up the cable. So... I guess it was just trying
that
to be
figure,
part of
that figure yes. ground.
Yeah,
he knows that stuff, Ion. He knows Bob's talk. Mm-hmm. Figure mm-hmm. ground.
Yeah, so it's part of the figure ground, and I suppose. Mm-hmm.
So give us your, since you know this, give us your working formula for the solar government.
I would say that since 1957, the UFOs that we've been seeing have been projected from satellites.
From satellites?
It's like some kind of projection of lights into the anywhere in the world. It's an idea that came about 3 weeks ago. Now, I've seen lights before, and I've spoke to about with Nick Pope about it as well, and my friend's seen it. I spoke to him today on the Isle of Man, and, you've got the UFO, you've got the aliens coming to speak to you, isn't it, Bob? So
yes.
This is why you're going back to that kind of, what is it, the Predator and the Western film of... The steam train. It's like maybe the aliens came down in 1890 or something like this. I don't know what you're thinking, but I know you're preparing.
Well, that's the dark journalist. The dark journalist is featuring that. The Cosmos Club in Washington.
Yeah,
I started National Geographic. They were playing with UFOs.
What? I mean, I've been communicating with him live on the YouTube chat.
Who, the dark journalist?
Yeah. I think
you're
the
on
last
there.
Thing that in the live chat.
What's your name on there?
It's the same YouTube channel that I have the Hyde Park video on.
Yeah.
So,
but what do you call yourself on the chat line?
Oh,
when you're talking to the dark journalist.
Yeah, I've changed my name now on YouTube. So if you put an A at the beginning, then you come at the top of the thing. So I've changed my name from Robert Bridge to A Robert Bridge. A Robert Bridge.
Right.
So puts me at the top of the index in UK. Yeah. Anyway, I spoke to him and I said, I asked him if he was another slave of the muckrack.
Yeah.
In a nice way. I wasn't being funny or nothing, you know, but he was talking about it. He was talking about journalism and what he was having to do and stuff, and I was like, oh, so you're a slave for the muckrack.
What's the muckrack?
Muckrack. Do you not know muckrack?
No. What's that?
It was a term used for journalism, but it's also a website. So there's a website for all newspapers, and it's called Muckraker.
Oh, yeah, the Muckraker.
Muckrack. Rack. Like rack.
Muckrack, space. That comes from Muckraker, which was the original term for journalism.
Comes from Red Rum.
Red Rum.
Yeah,
murder.
All right.
Murder.
No, because, I mean, there's a didn't Red Rum get kidnapped?
Oh, my God, what is he doing now? Oh, I mean, talking to us, Bob, to put him back on his own show. You can go sit with Duffy for the next 10 years. That'd be great. Get y'all kissing. You'll be good.
Hey, Robbie, try to knock you off. You're competing with him, so pretend you're giving into him, Rob. So what's your point? You're talking to the dark journalist.
that's where we started with Bob an hour and 45 minutes ago. What's your point, Bob?
I'm passing on the dilemma.
You hit it on the nail. What is the point?
I hit on the nail, yeah.
I mean, the point is floating between Gurdjieff and who's his other one,
it's important. You're on the right track. You got Gurdjieff now between Gurdjieff and who?
Ed Long. Gurdjieff and the Nutcracker.
Yeah, the guy from Germany that I like. I've got loads of his books. He's into all that kind of invisible stuff. Anyway.
Oh my God! What the hell? What the hell is this?
Well, who's this German? You know, Kittler, not Kittler.
No, he's got his own school and he's got his own theater here in Baker Street.
And Anthroposophy? Rudolf Steiner.
Rudolf, yeah.
Steiner, say it. Steiner.
And of course, yeah, Rudolf Steiner, but the thing is
he could say it.
No, it sounds a bit like Rudolph, doesn't it? The red-nosed reindeer. Every day is Christmas. If every day is Christmas, then we'd all be nice to family and loved ones.
Now, wait. You know what the answer to that position is? If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day.
That's it.
So, Rob, ask Ian a question about your studies.
Or something.
Okay, so...
Are the digestive biscuits, your gummy cakes?
they were nice dipped in coffee because it instantly turned into like a moist, delightful coffee-stained teddy bear. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Coffee-stained teddy bear.
Wet teddy bears, get your wet teddy bears. and the Dirty Water Hot Dog Stand. From the Dirty Water Hot Dog Stand. Bob knows about those in New York City, eating dirty hot dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the cigar that I've been smoking, yeah. That's Monte Cristo. Monte Cristo.
Nice.
And at the after about 10 minutes of smoking, at the bottom of it's like a soggy hot dog. Well, it's nice, very nice, and just the way just the way that you're the whole. Yeah, I can't explain it as a smoker as well. You know, it's amazing. It kind of
you
brought me into my power.
You wrap that soggy hot dog around your tongue and wear it on your lip and pull it closer to you. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It's very close to ascension. Anyway, it was definitely something.
Don't get Clinton started. He'll have a little giz-gaz when you start this talk much longer. We'll tell you that. Bob, we're trying to be nice, and they're talking filth.
Well, get used to it. It's all the people are capable of today.
And that's fair. Argument, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you think about that tune I on the jazz one, the alien woman?
Pamela Stonebrook.
We don't think.
Did you like it?
Computer says no.
Okay, so you don't like jazz then. But what about the actual brass instrument sounds?
Yeah, what do we think?
Yeah, the clinging sound and the sounding tremble.
Yeah,
That's it, yeah.
Wasn't much to write home about. It's like something, it'd be like something that you'd play on the gramophone. You remember the gramophone?
The wireless or the record player?
That's a phonograph.
You wind it up.
You crank the Victrola.
Which is what the railroad guys will do. They'll be cranking the 2-man railway trolley.
Yeah. No, that's a pump car. That's called a pump car, where you do the back and forth and it makes the wheel turn, so it mocks the steam engine, but you're the steam. But you have to wear a scarf over your head, or the cinders will get in your hair. That's very important.
The cinders, what, from the train in front of you, or from the...
From the car, from the rail car, the pump car.
Wow. So is that the sunshine, is it, or the friction from the metal on the rail?
It's from the coal. It's coal. It's coal driven. Yeah, coal.
Hang on, now I'm talking about the man-powered one where they're up and down, up and down.
There goes that filthy talk again with his wet, soggy hot dog hanging in his mouth. Oh, God. It's going south quick. Okay, you have any salvation left? You better hurry.
Yeah, well, you can't put it past people who've got putting in a bit of physical exercise. You know, two men on a railway track.
We don't care who people sleep with. They can sleep with anybody they want to sleep with. It's okay with us. We don't care.
Yeah,
no, really, we had to make a big rule. We had to make a big rule about that because we didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Because whether we like it or not, they're still going to do what they do. So we're going to let them do what they do because they're going to do it anyway. So knock yourself out.
Well, you said that in your private sessions last week. You were talking about I think you were talking about some sexual thing, and it's good. Why shouldn't
now? You know, we don't talk filth on this show. You know, this is a
on
family
the private
show.
Session. Now that's right. Anyway, it was right. I agree with you 100% what you say, and I don't know how you tap into the. You're better than ask Alexa for the Bible for. So many different things.
Oh, yeah. She don't know the Bible. Alexa don't know the Bible.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you've probably studied the Bible for years, as in.
No. It's like the letter to Prince Charles. We wrote it.
I don't understand. I mean, you must have done some.
Who's the author? Who's the author? Don't you say the word exegesis. You don't know what the fuck it means. Don't say that. Say
exercise.
Another word. Don't say exegesis, because that's what's important.
Science wrote the Bible. What's hard to understand about that?
Oh, so we're talking to the source here.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, what are you, it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Smoke, Mr. Wet Weenie hanging out of your mouth.
Well, I gave you that much, yeah, I give people ammunition, and that's fair enough, because I'm alright with that.
You wouldn't mind if someone else sucked on your cigar, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not really into that.
Oh, now he's got a conscience all of a sudden, Bob. Now he's got a conscience. That's it.
No, I just tell it how it is. I'll just say how it is. It's true.
Well, how do you know? What quantitative caliber do you have to quantitatively be able to have an opinion on this high-minded communique that you've engaged in here?
You're right. You're absolutely correct, and I'm not one to.
Run a pin tad on Sex in the City. You can do
I've
that.
I've never seen Sex. I could probably do the Devil Wears Prada. Is it that one?
That's ridiculous. No. That's a terrible show with stupid. What's her name? Joan of Arc? No.
Anna Wintour.
No.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, God. It's about like Bette Midler. It's not so pleasant.
It's the same thing, though, isn't it? Sex and the City, Prada, all that.
Well, then do a pin tad then. Come on now, Mr. Big Stuff. You've had a little training.
Well, you can't have Sex in the City without coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, and you have to go to Queens.
That's right.
That's where kings get married. They go to Queens.
Beef jerky.
Turkey jerky. Mm-hmm.
But this all comes from that song, The Country. Bob played a country song, and it was about the best country. This is the best country.
America.
What? Yeah.
It's the 4th of July. Happy birthday,
that's
America.
That's right. Yeah, happy 4th of July. Belated.
Oh, my God. Independence Day. We've made it, Bob. We're independent now. It's independent. Woo! It's wonderful.
And, of course, you know whose else's birthday it was this week?
Yeah, it was 1619, the black people thing, you know. That's when they started the country. It was when the black people was imported.
I thought you might have got that one, but it was Sylvester Stallone's early on this week. He was 74 this week.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, he passed away.
So, he's on Instagram Live all the time with his daughters. He's still going. He's like a...
Look at him! That is a doe face. That is not a human being. No. Look at him. Too many plastic surgeries went terribly awry.
Everybody's doing the dental care. Look at Sharon Stone, and everybody's doing it. That's normal. I mean, if you're going to start saying that, you may as well start saying about tattoos and piercings and all kinds of
cancer.
Stuff.
Have you got a Prince Albert? Do you have a Prince Albert?
I don't know what a Prince Albert. What's that? Is that? Don't tell me. Know. I don't want to know.
I thought you were, wait a second. I thought you were woke. You're trying to tell us something, and you don't even know. You're talking to us about piercings, and you don't even know what a Prince Albert is? Look it up.
It's Finnegan's Wake. Finnegan's Wake. Right,
yeah. He said the code word. Let him in. Let him in. He was Finnegan's Wake.
Well, you see, I would imagine Finnegan's. If you were talking about
Stop. You need to go look up a Prince Albert piercing and tell us what it is, because people want to know, Mr. Wit Weenie, in your mouth.
Let's have a look on the Weenie
and the Goober Snatcher. The Googler. Go to the Googler.
Let's have a look over here. What was that, Finnegan's Wake?
Prince Albert.
Okay. And it's something to do with a nose piercing.
No, it is not.
Prince Albert. Prince Albert.
Why did that taste like? What did that taste like, Robert?
It just tasted like that alcohol-free beer that I just drank. Budweiser, alcohol-free.
Oh, no. That's terrible. You're going to drink beer, at least you have some good here. Beer doesn't taste that good. So you're going to drink beer, at least get a real beer, for God's sake. Don't waste your shit. That's like that damn kombucha. They drank that kombucha stuff.
Oh,
kombucha.
I haven't got kombucha
It's like sewage. Like sewage. That kombucha. They don't even have to, don't even knock you on your ass or nothing. Why, if you're going to drink something that tastes that bad, it needs to knock you on your ass. It's like Jägermeister. It needs to have a function. So what's a Prince Albert?
Well, Prince Albert piercing, is it?
Yeah.
Prince Albert piercings kit. Why is it called that? Prince Albert piercing. Prince Albert is a piercing on the penis.
No!
That's interesting.
Where on the penis?
Right. Well, that was enough.
No. You autodidact, motherfucker.
It's got a picture of a cucumber.
You're going to tell us all about it.
Right on the end of the purple helmet.
Through.
And it's like
through the goes through the urethra.
Crikey. And is that magnetic, is it, so you can connect to each other and do Ring of Roses when you're celebrating bloody Satan?
No.
I don't know why anyone... I want to get my penis pierced. It's interesting you say that, because that left me 10 years ago, and I'm glad it left me, because it would have been quite sore. Who knows, it might have even gone rusty by now as well, so...
Oh, God. So you know, Prince Albert was a real-life person, and he had Peyronie's disease, and they used the piercings to straighten out his woo-woo.
Wow! So it actually does something therapeutic when you get it pierced. It's like a tattoo. It
can.
Kind of, it's addictive.
Pardon the pun. Well,
you've only got one penis, though, isn't it? You couldn't go on piercing other things. Once you've done that, you've hit the end of the road, isn't it? You've ascended.
Use that word, ascended.
Well, this is my main gaze. It's like, what is this ascended?
You're turning your eye on into a jackal.
I want to ascend in some way to be able to get a free session with Ion instead of paying $255.
Well, that's what you got now.
I'm a happy camper, yeah, really buzzing. So, yeah. Ion,
and if you can't get a Prince Albert, then get a Jacob's Ladder. That might do you okay.
Oh, don't. I'll have to go over to the other phone and Google it, and I don't want to. Oh, that's why I need Alexa. I'll have to get Alexa. I'll probably get Siri instead, ask Siri. But, the thing is, I don't know what to say, because I've been listening to you guys for 10 years and typing in the chat. Let me explain. Here's a good reason for me to talk now. Just explain why I write
all the chat crap that I write.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And it's not to distract Ian from helping anyone. It's just, I'm like a bloody...